Helen Hess is a second-year viola fellow at the New World Symphony, the Orchestral Academy on Miami Beach. And while reading music is a big part of her daily life, she says there's so many other sounds that build the symphony of a day on Miami Beach.
Walking down Lincoln Mall Road, it's such a touristy area, so you have people speaking many different languages. You have the hostesses and people from different shops trying to entice people in. You have the sounds from those different shops blending one to the other. There's a lot of percussive sounds of jackhammers and trucks moving, the whooshing, and of course a lot of the sirens.
A new project she and other fellows at the symphony are working on might use these kinds of sounds to build an orchestral work for Miami. It's called Project 305.
You know, it's so easy to get so caught up in what you're doing and where you're going and your own thoughts, and you don't really think about the sounds around you.
The hope is that people from all over Miami will submit sound and video clips using the Project 305 app. And that material will provide inspiration for the work, both a musical composition and a video installation that will play together. Some of what people submit might become part of the actual work, an ode to Miami.
Kind of a parallel I drew was Different Trains by Steve Reich, which was him taking sound clips of people speaking and then the string quartet playing a notated version of their voice.
I mean, what I'm really interested in terms of sound are like people's voices.
Ted Hearn is a composer. He's the one who'll take all of the submissions that come in between now and May 12th and make something musical with it. He'll be working alongside a filmmaker.
I feel like part of this project is to amplify the voices of the community, but then also just the pure sounds of what these interviews would sound like, you know, people's cadences.
He points to a different Steve Reich composition as a possible example of how they might use submissions, a seminal 1965 piece called It's Gonna Rain.
You know, and it sounds like a preacher on the street, and then you hear it transform to something that is where the meaning of the language completely dissolves and it turns into a sonic object.
Hearn and the New World team will be going out and interviewing people. There'll be pop-up recording sessions. And he says certain themes are just inevitable.
Miami's unique heritage as a city of immigrants, and also to sort of paint it as one, like the quintessential American city in that way.
A city where the people and landscape and skyline are constantly changing, moving, leaving bits of the past behind. One of the titles they're already thinking of is Miami in Movements.
And what would be really cool to do is drive down one of these roads that goes through so many different communities that have been subject to so many different types of changes and sort of make a sonic map and see what can come out of that musically that makes any type of sense, you know?
There's another kind of movement this piece will span, inside and outside of the concert hall. Project 305 hopes to bring people into the symphony, if only just through their submissions, and the symphony out into the community. Again, here's Helen Hess, the viola player.
I hope for me personally that it does take me to some places farther away from South Beach in Miami, some different neighborhoods that I haven't been to thus far. So yeah, I'm just really excited about that.
Submissions have already started to come in. An acrobat at Santa's Enchanted Forest, the wake from a cruise ship leaving the port of Miami, and dolphins swimming at dawn along Biscayne Bay. The people who send stuff in, they'll become a kind of community of composers. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.